58 Batmobile.
Partner, how are you doing today?
Just browsing the internet, looking for stuff.
What you looking for? I might have it.
How's it, Amazon? just looking for tools.
I can talk. Don't answer that question.
No, ask my wife. She'll tell you. I think I own every darn DeWalt tool there is.
Down in the shop. All mine are cordless. Cordless portaband, cordless drills, grinders, jigsaws. I mean, they're just too handy, you know. Just throw it in the back of the truck, and I got a little charging station for the truck. And you cannot beat them.
Out of all my DeWalt tools, the only, besides the charger units that are 110, two items that I have that are not is my big 200-gallon air compressor, and then I also have a double bevel saw.
That's got a DeWalt chainsaw, you know, for, you know, like, shrubs and things like that. But surprisingly, the old thing does pretty good.
Chainsaws, yeah, I have one. I actually got that for Ashley. That way, when she lets go of the trigger, I know the blade's going to stop. I have a steel chainsaw that I have, so forth, that I use when I was out there able to cut the wood.
Well, I'm headed down Greenville, and I can see traffic's hadn't even got into town yet. It's going to be a problem.
Well, I plan on going to the grocery store, let's see here, let's say the 29th, yeah, so it's tomorrow or Saturday. I'm going to run over to the store, and I'm going to pick up the makings for pumpkin pie and pecan pie.
You're going to trade. What you want? You want some pulled pork or smoked chicken or what?
Oops, but let me talk with Sally here, and I'll ask her what she wants. She might want some of that chicken.
Let me know. I got the good smoker fired up. We're smoking today, as a matter of fact. Family's still over and all, so just let me know what you need.
Hey, where do you buy your ribs from?
A local abattoir down here in town that he deals with local people. And I don't know. I mean, I like the big stores, but there's been a couple of times, especially since the economy's got so bad, that the meat was just off a little bit. It wasn't bad. It just, it was off. I don't know how to describe it.
Yeah, I found that we were buying meat at one store, then I went back to Publix and started buying meat there, but then we found that Vaughn's meat packing place right there off of 14, that I've been buying meats there, and so forth like that. Now we were buying them frozen, but I did find out, Jerry was telling me that they do sell them, if you ask, they have it fresh in the back, that's not been frozen yet.
That's where we go, and they've got everything fresh in the back. If you can get on a schedule with them, which is hard to do, you know, because you don't always come in town the same day, what they don't have, they'll order it and have it waiting on you.
About that, that's one of my actual goals. I have a chest freezer, but I'm looking at getting an upright freezer just to make it easier for Sally with her back and so forth. But I was thinking about that and just doing stuff, you know, picking it up on a Saturday when Ashley's off. But, like, for instance, this Saturday just happens to be the 31st. You know, she took that new job with the mortgage company, so she's having to work. They're doing all the mail that came in Friday night or Friday evening and Saturday to make sure people's payments and stuff get posted. KA3JCA.
Well, we still got family at the house, and We had group photos, family photos this morning. So we got a friend of the family that's a photographer. So she came out and had to get all dressed up. And, yeah, took about 45 minutes. So, you know, I ain't complaining though. Just smile there and grin. But it's hard to grin when you're faking it, you know.
Could relate to that. I didn't know if you knew I am a photographer. I worked for Disney for 5 years as a Disney photographer, and I have a lot of equipment and so forth like that I don't use nowadays, and I'm thinking about putting it on up for sale there. So yeah, I'll have to find out. A lot of my stuff is all Canon equipment.
Y'all have a good Christmas. I know I asked you one time, but I think you said you was ordering some stuff after Christmas.
Christmas day was pretty decent there, actually. I swear, even though she's 27 years old, it was like watching a 5-year-old get up for Christmas morning and unwrap her presents. Sally's mom and brother and sister came over, so we all sat around and had dinner, or Christmas lunch, I guess you could call it, and opened up presents and so forth like that. They spent most of the day, probably from like 10 o'clock to 4 o'clock here, socializing. So that was a good fellowship that we had. And they went on home on their own way. And of course, that night, Sally and Ashley were both taking all their gift cards that they got and were shopping Amazon.
Well, we every year, Lewis is 23 now, I believe, and he's married, so he brought his wife, and they spend the night Christmas Eve. And it's ever since they were little bitty babies, Lewis would always wake up about 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. Come on, Daddy, let's go, let's go, let's go. It's Christmas, Santa Claus. Every year. So, he's 23 now, and he's still doing it. He woke us up at 4 o'clock. Come on, let's go. Let's go. And it just, you wiped out the rest of the day, you know. But it's all fun. I mean, it's just tradition, I guess. But we had a good time. And we enjoy watching him unwrap, too, you know.
Yes, I know what you're talking about. Did you, I know you have a couple of dogs there, and I don't know if you get them a stocking or whatever, but it's fun. This year we didn't because they have a ton of toys, but it was last year or the year before we got them a big stocking each. And it's so funny because Abby Jean, who's the Golden Retriever, loves the soft, chewy, squeaky toys that are like squirrels and so forth. Coco likes the balls and the ropes and so forth like that, and Wrench will take whatever he has left over. But it's funny to watch that you give him each a toy, and then Coco is the chocolate lab, and he wants to take the toys away from all the dogs and keep them to himself.
Hey, it's KO4NUE with KA3J. I bought KC a Kong. It's KONG. And it's a little round thing that's hollow in the center, and you pack peanut butter in the middle of it. And a really small hole, you know. And it's the funniest thing. About 92 pounds. He's a big old boy. And his tongue's about, you know, 18 inches wide, trying to get it in that little hole, get that peanut butter out. Richard, it's the funniest thing. And he tried to take it from him. He just raises, you know, he won't growl at you, but he'll show you his teeth. You get my peanut butter.
I don't know what kind of peanut butter you put in it. I have a couple of the Kongs, too, but I bought that stuff that's in the squirt can. One, I think you can get it in cheese and peanut butter, because the one end's a kind of a bigger hole than the other. But, yeah, I watch the dogs do the same thing, trying to get that tongue inside that little Kong there. And we got the largest one, the black rubber one, and I have a red one. It's a medium size. But yeah, it is the funniest thing.
My oldest son, he gets a little bit on his finger, I don't know, about a dime size, and he'll put it on top of Casey's mouth on the inside, and that is the funniest thing, watch him try to get that peanut butter off top of his mouth. I mean, it's hilarious, and he just comes over and just begs for more.
And Chad, I'll be right back. I have a phone call, KA3JCA.
UE Mobile.
KA3JCA, back to you. They were just calling to confirm Abby Jean's grooming appointments for Saturday.
Or in UE, I'm still here. Traffic's not too bad down here on 29. It's going into Greenville's pretty bad, but coming another way, it's pretty clear.
Yeah, I usually take 29 there when I'm going into the mall up there by Spartanburg or going up to Walmart or Best Buy. Plus, I have a doctor's office up that way.
I go up to Asheville, up at the Asheville VA. I need to go get a checkup. It's been 3 or 4 years since I've had one. I mean, they're nice. Don't get me wrong. I don't have any issues with you know, the way they treat you as a patient. It's just, man, that drive is, I mean, it's an hour and 20 minutes just to get there, you know, if traffic's good.
It takes me 30 minutes, if there's no traffic or accidents, to get from here to the Greenville one, and 2 hours to get to Columbia. So I go in once in a while to just get the blood work done, but a lot of them I've switched to have the televideo conference now.
Yeah, all I can, but me and Columbia we don't get along at all. I mean, at all. Last time I went, that security guard escorted me out of the hospital, so I told him I'd never go back, so I just go up to Asheville.
Had an issue where I had my service dog who had a service vest in the hospital with me, and the guy started asking all these questions and telling me I had to have papers and this and that, and it had to be a VA dog when I took Abby with me. And needless to say, when I got finished talking to Columbia, the guy got transferred from the Greenville Outpatient Clinic, and they learned very quickly that there's only two questions they can ask when you bring a service dog in.
Issue. I took KC, and they met me at the door and said, you're not bringing that dog in here. I said, I am, too. No, you're not. And I said, I just walked on around, and me and KC went in through the revolving doors there. And they called security on me. And the same thing, you know, he's got to be a VA dog. I said, well, y'all gave him to me. Where's the paperwork? I said, well, I don't carry all that paperwork. I said, it's in my records. Go look it up. They wouldn't do it. Wouldn't do it. You're not bringing the dog inside. And I said, well, I'm not leaving him outside. Wherever he goes, I go. If I just got in the truck and went back to the house. Just changed all my paperwork to Asheville. And, you know, they love him up there. They don't say a word.
Some things have changed. I'm thinking about my doctor helped me, and I haven't done it yet, but apparently if I go and I get Abby Jean, she's been trained, and I do have her registered with an agency, but like I told him, you can register a service dog with like 5 different agencies. It doesn't mean that the dog is really trained as a service dog. I mean, the criteria for an ADA dog is very, very lax, really. But if it comes from the VA, they'll provide all the medical and vet bills for me.
I had to go to Salisbury, North Carolina, up there at Salisbury VA, and we went through 9 days of training with each other, me and him. Now, first couple of days didn't go too smooth, but they have to hire an independent inspector. They can't have an inspector that is part of the VA, so they flew somebody in from Florida. And, you know, so 8 days we trained with two other soldiers with TBI dogs. And I'm going to tell you what, now that is something's deal. A TBI dog do his deal. I've never seen anything like that.
Is how they can go fetch and do stuff and open stuff, and I mean, it's amazing.
Go to Home Depot. We go to public places to train. And one day one of the TBI dogs was ready to validate. So we went to Home Depot. And the soldier that was training with the dog, he had to lay down on the floor like he was having a seizure. And the dog's got like 18 different steps he has to do if, you know, his owner or handler, you know, has a seizure. And one of them is he bites you on the cheek or bites you on the under portion of your arm or the inside of your thigh. If you know, not really biting you, just pinching you, trying to wake you up. If he can't get you up, has to post 10 feet off and bark until somebody comes, an attendant or somebody comes for help. But he can't get off of his post when help comes. He has to stay seated, and that's hard to do.
That's one of the issues that I have with Abby Jean. I actually trained her with the help of my doctor for my diabetes. I got some cotton swabs with my low blood sugar, normal blood sugar, and high blood sugar, and it was more that she senses more on the high and the low, but she'll come up and lay her head in my lap and so forth like that to let me know something's wrong. But then when you have to have her sit down and watch her post, that if somebody comes up, she still had that pup in her that was hard. It was really hard to break. She's not as bad now, but she still does it where she'll want to leave her post and want you to pet her and so forth like that. KHBJCA with KO4 and you meet.
KC, I've never had an issue except for Lowe's. There's a cashier there at Lowe's. Her name is Teresa. And I don't know what it is about her, but he'll leave me in a heartbeat. Won't even look back. You turn around and look, and he's just gone. And then, you know, it's just got to a point now to where, you know, I just go up front. Teresa's on duty. She just wave at me. She point down. I got him. So he just stays right there. I mean, it just, I don't know if it's the way she smells or the way she looks or what it is, but he's, you know, I'll go about my business. Oh, man, he's a little Casanova is what he is.
There's a couple of movies out, The Life of a Pet or something like that, where the puppy is born and it's from the dog's eyes of being born and playing with the pups, but he goes through all these people and where owners die and or he dies, the pup gets old and dies and is like reborn again and a different pup and a different breed and so forth like that. There's an episode that a dog was trained in a VA hospital that if somebody was sick or had cancer, I think it was, that the dog would go and lay down at your feet and react. So, yeah, so the dogs, they have that sense of smell, and they know who they can trust and who they don't trust.
Matt, this is KO4NUE with KA3JCA. So we watched a good one the other night, Richard. I can't remember the name of it. It may have been War Horse or maybe Horse. I can't remember. But it was about a horse in World War I. And, oh my goodness. That thing, I don't want to give away. It was a really good movie. But, you know, soldiers were scared to, you know, get out foxholes or trenches or whatever to move supplies. So they just load this thing down. And he just goes, you know, up the road or through the battlefield, you know, full of ammunition, full of supplies, whatever. And then when he'd get to where he was going, unattended now, they'd throw wounded on his back, and then he'd come on back home. And, I mean, it's a really good, true story, too. But I just, you know, check it out. It's a pretty good movie.
I've seen War Horse before, so yes. Yeah, from World War One, events of World War One and so forth, yes.
Well, Richard, I'm getting in a bad spot here. I may have to duck on out here for a few minutes, but I think I will because I'm not receiving you too well, so I know you're not getting me either. But anyway, 73 for a little while. Be safe. Nice talking to you, bud. It's KO4NUE. I'm clear.
Chad, 73, sir, and I'll get back with you on Sally's wishes there. KA3JCA, clear.
HCLR, mobile.
KO4NUE. Tom, I may be in a bad spot, bud.
Sound great to me, Jen. Let me turn my external radio down here, listen to a little country. You know, kicker music. Almost said it. How you doing today? We just leaving Costco's over in...
I'm headed down downtown Greenville.
Woo-wee!
That's fun. traffic ain't too bad. It's moving pretty good. But just red lights are aggravating me to death.
I get pretty good reception down there, though, whenever I got to go over to the VA down there. I don't lose it through town. But I was just telling Bernice that I don't like lots of traffic, and you know, there's a lot more traffic today than normal, that's for sure.
Hi, Jen.
Thank you.
But I know better than to ask for a hug anymore.
I got you, didn't I?
One more and I'm gonna have to slap you down. I'm sure that'd be a mistake. Anyways, we had a credit that we could use to buy stuff with, so we went over and got some ibuprofen and Tylenol and stuff that the Chinese are all going to use up during their pandemic that's going on over there now. And they make it all, the China products, you know, and so there's liable to be a shortage over here, I heard the other day, and we had that credit off a cell phone I bought, so thought I might as well use it.
Head 4, DJC.
Hey, Jerry.
Hey, Bernice.
Great to hear you, sir. And we're just tooting along here out on Highway 29, heading up towards, what's that road up there, Mom? Huh? Yep, Creek Road, something like that. What are you doing downtown today, Chad?
I visit with a friend for a little bit and head on back to the house. It's been a while since I've been able to see him, but at any rate, one of them things, you know, and I hired a photographer to come out of the house this morning, so I'm all dressed up. Figured I'd just kill two birds with one stone.
And all dressed up, going places. That's you, ma'am. Yeah, I went to the doctor this morning, and I got a few more things I'm going to have to do. I got to go back in about 4 weeks and have a look at everything, but hopefully they get something resolved on me. But I do feel a little bit better today. But I still got some things I got to do. But that's just when you get old, that's the way it is, Tom.
Well, what'd that be like? When you get to be Chan's age? good to see you yesterday, Chan. Did you get a chance to try out any of that 4-year-old cheese?
I did. It's really sharp. It's really good. I enjoy. Sausage is gone. It didn't last long. But,
You must have hit a bad spot or it's a mic cable or something, Chan. You just entirely dropped out there after you said the sausage was gone. Over.
I'm down here in the middle of all these red lights. It's pretty bad down here. So, Jerry, go ahead and pick it up, bud. I'm glad you're feeling better.
And quiet at that time, Chad. So whatever vortex you went out of it now, yeah, me too. I've had a rough couple of weeks now, but I'm just more aggravation than anything else. But I got some stuff I got to do at home now instead of leaving it. They took that catheter out, and I got to do it at home myself now. So just occasionally, so I'm gonna do that until they can shake me out a little further on. I'm pretty sure I know what it is. Anything real serious, but I'm probably going to have some surgery, I guess, at some point in time.
I'm telling you, I'm glad to hear you got that thing straightened out some, but I didn't know you still had to have it, Jerry, but I knew you did for a while, and I don't think that'd be any fun at all. Oh, man. And you like going to the doctor about as much as I do, which is not, and I got a new one down at the VA now, and he's a bad one. I got no use for him. He didn't reorder my medicine this time, and I sent him an instant message and told him, and she said, well, it's you don't have any refills. And I said, well, it says zero refills on the bottle from the previous doctor, but I said, it says I have two refills on the one online, you know, Chad, where you fill your prescriptions at. It says there's two there, and I've went online twice and ordered them there, and I've never had a problem. And she acted like it was my fault, being that it said zero refills on the bottle. Well, why didn't he update that when I was in there about a month ago? You know, he was too busy griping because I got put in there in a place that another patient had dropped out. And my appointment was for the day before, and he didn't turn up. He wasn't there, and so I went in his place. I was, I forget what they call that. But the lady at the VA, she told me to, what they call that, Bernice? Triage. And that lady at the triage says, we had a cancellation, you come on in. And then he chewed me out and told me, you know how many patients I've got? Don't you ever try that again. And I've never been treated down there at Greenville like that in my life. Kind of ticked, well, no, it did tick me off, Chad. Go ahead.
Listen to that. Absolutely not. I will not tolerate it. And I don't really know what to say about that, but I'll throw it right back at them. And you do that once or twice, and they get to write something in your little notes there about you. Which that's fine. We just get the standard straight right off the bat. You write what you want in there, and you come back home and read it, you know, because they put it all in your notes. And so I've had one or two like that, and I just start my own little notes too, and then once eventually, you know, you make each other mad enough, you get something done. But I hate it that way, but with some of them, it's like that, you know. You just have to throw it right back in their face.
Make sure I got this. See, I've had two bad experiences, but I don't deal with the VA either. And, being on Medicare, I can go to any doctor I want to. They don't send me to somebody. I can choose my specialist and don't even have to have a referral in most cases. But I've been real blessed to have pretty good doctors all along, and they're, you know, very compassionate and, you know, take care of you and do kind of go above and beyond the call of duty to do the right thing for you. But, you know, then again, sometimes you get in these waiting rooms, you have to wait a while, and You know, I waited a long time today, but, you know, I didn't mind because I knew that I knew I was going to see a good specialist. But, you know, that's just the way of the world now. But if, as far as one, you know, talking smart to him or something like that, I says, yeah, that's one thing. I'm like you, Chad. I can't tolerate that now. I may not say that the right thing, but I'll be sure and let them know in some morning time.
Our mobile. Well, I was kind of at a disadvantage because I needed a certain kind of medicine renewed, and he hadn't done that until I come in for my appointment, and I didn't want to screw that up. And I had been told by an inside source that he was a pretty good doctor, and oh man, he got nasty. You know, don't ever try that again. I got 1,300 other patients to worry about, and yada, yada, yada. And you know, in all the years, the last 13 years, Dr. Canep down there quit because of their policies. I shouldn't say that, but I know it to be a fact. And she was one of the most wonderful doctors I ever had. And this Dr. Islam, when I heard the name, I kind of shuddered a little bit. But usually, the doctors from other countries I've had have been far and above and excellent in what they do, and very fine specialists and whatnot. But I wrote them when they asked for a review, you know, on online, how's your appointment, and would you trust the VA with your treatment, and this and that. And I give them a little piece of my mind, Chad.
DJC and N0TR. So my viewpoint is, you know, I'm polite and respectful and go above and beyond to be that. And when you give me something back other than that, you're going to hear it immediately. And I better tone it down a little bit, and I don't stop. I make sure they get the point. And, you know, usually they'll pucker her lips out and get the computer out and start writing things. And I just tell them, you write what you want to in that book. I earned the right to be here. And you are going to treat me. And you are going to treat me respectfully. That's the way it is. And they eventually get the point. It takes some people, you got to work harder than others.
Work for you. Sometimes they forget that. Private practice is a little different, I know, but the VA here in Anderson on Highway 81, I haven't heard anything bad about that one. That's a fairly new one. I don't know what all they treat there, but that's a pretty good one from what I understand. And I know, I mean, it sure is a nice facility. I think Tom's been there a time or two and been pretty happy with it, but like I said, I haven't heard anybody say anything bad about that particular one.
My doctor down there, Dr. Yusuf, is one of the, well, he is the finest podiatrist I've ever been to in my life. But a lot of times, just like the last time, they sent me up here to a clinic, and I requested it because the guard at the door showed me the orthotics that he had in his shoe, and that's exactly what I needed. And he actually took his shoes off there at the door and showed me that, Jan, and a big black gentleman, and I'll never forget him. And that was exactly what I needed, so I asked for this advanced prosthetics instead of hanger cleaning. And both are good and good people, but they don't follow the doctor's instructions, and he's told me that. And I'm a bad case because I got an A or a B width, and it's a 13, and they just can't get the shoes, they can't get the orthotics, and yada, 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 all that stuff. So last time when I went to this guy, he knows I wear an A width, and what's he order? A D width. No, it was a D, honey. And it's a Dr. Comfort thing. And then tried to build it up on the inside with an orthotic that looks like something from Walmart. So I'm not very happy, but I tried to get back in to see him, Chad, and I got called by an assistant, and the assistant said, oh, no, I'll go down to Greenville and get it checked out there. I told him I would, but there's no way. I've been there before, and they can't do zip. Now, I do need a new foot brace, and he's supposed to renew that, but I think he's on Christmas vacation because I haven't heard anything back from that either. And it's wore out. But you don't put a D-width on an A-width guy. I mean, that ain't rocket science. Anyways, Chad, I'll let you go. We're getting towards home, and I better get off my soapbox before I get in trouble here. But I'm like you. I'm from Kansas. I get a bad case of closed pores whenever they get to treat me that way. And I'll let him know. 73's guys. KL4NUE with N4DJC. Hope you get better, Jerry. Go ahead, Jen.
Same to Miss Bernice. Well, I'm fixing to destinate myself, so I'll clear on out. I got just a little bit more, but Jerry, say you are feeling better.
Getting out full time, I just do a little in and out one day until it may improve without having to do much of that. But anyway, I've got I wore that thing for over ten days, and it was really aggravating. You know what out of me, so I did take it out today. So got other alternatives. And not the first time I've ever done the self-administered deal. It's not a big deal. And anyway, hopefully everything's going to work out. I'm sure I do feel better there by a long shot. Appreciate you asking about me. You guys have a good day today. And, Chad, yes, be sure and smile for the cameraman now. Take care. Talk to you later, Tom and Bernice, too. See you later, 73, M4, DJC, clear.
4NUE, KN4, BWA.
KA, KO4NUE, go ahead, Steve.
Have you arrived?
Yes.
Out here on Wade Hampton in Greer. I'm on my way. I might be a couple minutes late. So, anyhow, I'm on my way. And sounds like it's going to be an interesting thing today.
Yeah, I hope it is anyway. We'll see. But do you have a good Christmas?
Interesting. Put it that way.
Well, ours was interesting too. My wife bought me a drone for Christmas. I got to fly it 8 minutes, and it's gone. It's just gone. Last time I saw it, it's about 300 feet headed due north. And so, got a controller if you need one.
What kind was it? Was it a DJI?
No, it was just one of these little old cheapy things. I think it was a Wi-Fi Scout or something. You know, nothing lost. But, you know, she thought it'd be fun to, you know, to try. But, yeah, it didn't make it long. Not long at all. And it just made me sick. You know, you've been in one of them situations, you see it happening, you see it unfolding, and ain't not a single thing you can do about it. You just have to sit there and watch. Well, that was me.
None that, Bubba. I'll tell you what. Folks at our stage of life, in some form or another, have experienced that. At least this time it didn't cost you much money.
Feelings, you know.
Did it have a return to home? Down in a hole. I'll see you over there just as quick as I can get there. KO4NUE with KN4BWA. I'm clear.
Sweet, clear.
AW Mobile and Taylor's.
Far out ahead of me there, big boy. I'm coming up on the QT and Greer right now. I'm on my way.
Hampton. I came through there. I had to do a lot of weaving through traffic. There's a lot of really slow-moving people coming through there. So it took me the longest time to get through there. Put me behind a little bit.
Kind of begin with, and I know what you mean, because they got a... Well, it looks like a Duke Power truck. Well, enough said. You've already experienced it.
Snoozy, and also the Christmas dinner. I think they're still a little bit sleepy.
So you're already at Wade Hampton at 291. So I'll be in there just about as quick as I can, Bob. So you're probably out passing BJU right now.
BJU is on my left. As we speak. Oh, they got a nativity scene out there. It's pretty decent. That's really nice.
Yeah, I'm probably going to sit through two cycles of this light. Oh, God. And there's an ambulance sitting in the middle of the intersection, taking his time going through. Yay. Well, that'll make three cycles. Here at 290 in Wade Hampton.
3D soon enough, right? We got to get off the ground. We're saturating the ground. Time to get up and get in the air and travel in three dimensions.
When you get here, KU5WLL off station.
Let's see if I got it. Before I said here, that means he's already there, Steve.
Chad should already be there. He was about to arrive about 2 or 3 minutes ago.
That's perfect. Chad, Gary, and I are all here for some.
All right. Well, like I said, I am rushing in traffic while sitting still. Frustration.
A vet on Wade Hampton as you go in toward Greenville on the right after you pass BJU. Remember that vet down there, or did you ever have to use him?
There on the right, it's the cat clinic at the top of the hill, and on down the hill on the right, down there next to that little pub or little bar that used to be there, was a fellow by the name of Shaq Jackson, and he finally sold his clinic out. And they have moved that to a new location there on Wade Hampton. And that building, I don't know what they ever did to that building.
You know about him. I had a pigeon one time, a racing homer, and I took him off a long way away. And he beat me home, but when he got home, he had a hole in his crop, a hole about the size of a quarter. And that was my best bird, best bird I ever had. He's a red racing homer, red bar is what they called it. And I took him to him. Like, I had one eye. He only had one eye. The other one was glass, and Jackson. And he was really, really good. And he said, I'll do what I can do because this is in a crop that may not work. And I said, do whatever you can do for that bird. He picked that bird up, and that bird was still the strongest bird I had until he passed away naturally.
Not a lot of guys around the area that can really do a good job on avian medicine. Avian medicine.
Forget it. I'm not following you.
AVION. Alpha Victor India Oscar November.
Avian Dave. Avian.
So you're using a word that I don't know. What is avian?
Avian is a bird doctor, or avian are birds. But avian doctor is a bird doctor.
Okay. Oh, I didn't know that. I just took him to a vet. And the vet sewed him up, and he was fine.
Out in Swanna, no, out in Arden, rather, if you ever need a good bird doctor. I used to take my birds there all the time. ND7J.
What kind of birds you got, Bob?
Well, I don't anymore, but I used to have a lot of birds. I had a red Laura Amazon, I had an African gray, I had a blue and gold macaw, I had a lorikeet, I think a few more, too.
I'm not the only bird man on the radio. Go ahead, Steve.
How you doing, Bob? Wow, that's a lot of fertilizer.
When I had an aquarium store, saltwater aquarium store in Michigan, and when we had the store, we had the birds in the store, and we brought them down to North Carolina, but it just got to be too much, so we found good homes for all of them. I know where they're all at.
Some of those birds can live, what, 50, 60 years?
Longer than that. Some of them live up to 80 years. They can live a long time.
something that could outlive me, I should be their pet.
That's my African, my red law Amazon and the blue and gold macaw used to, when the pizza guy came, the blue and gold macaw would start screaming, pizza, pizza, and the red law Amazon would say, shut up, Paco, shut up, Paco.
When I'm in Uptown Greenville, it's getting kind of scratchy where I am. I'll talk again when I get out the other side. W4DJW.
Yeah, I'm actually getting ready to pull into Ingles here. I just wanted to clear Dave up a little bit on the avian. Anyway, you guys have a good one. Good to hear you. ND7J, I'm going to be quiet here. I'm going into Ingles.
I had fun the other night. That was a good dinner. So be safe out there, K4HW. Yeah, clear with both of you.
Hey, Bridge, now, am I back in it, Steve?
Oh, you were in it before. As a matter of fact, I'm coming up on the railroad overpass there at the Texas Roadhouse, so I may start dropping out myself some.
I was down in the city with all the skyscrapers, and it was hard to hear.
Picket fencing.
The Greenville to Caesar's Head. Line of sight.
Put a repeater down there on top of the old Daniel building. What do they call the Daniel building now?
I tore part of that down, but maybe they didn't. Is it still standing?
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember when they built that? You could see it all the way from that, where Pelham Road and where Pelham Road crosses Hudson Road. You could see the Daniel building from there. I remember going up there just to look at it.
Oh, yeah. I think that was, what, 63?
I don't know. My cousins and my parents and my cousins' parents, my aunt and uncle, all got together to go up there and look at it. That was the exciting thing to do back in that day. Can you imagine that today? You can imagine anybody doing that today?
Oh, yeah. But at that time, my dad, when he finished electronics school, he actually took a job with Otis Elevator and went and spent 4 months in Cincinnati, Ohio, installing a elevator system in a new building. Well, they invited him to stay on with the building as the resident elevator maintenance guy, and part of that requirement was that to work in the city of Cincinnati, he would have to join a union. And he didn't want to have any part of that. So he got a job here in this area. And because of his experience with that building being built in Cincinnati, oh, he was able to take us down there. And, oh, yeah, we used to watch him taking the steel up.
Me how times change. Like that was the thing to do back in that day. I don't know anybody that would go out of their way to watch a skyscraper be put up. Well, that is, and that isn't even a skyscraper. That was just a really big deal for Greenville.
So then they had the Bank of America Tower go up. A lot of people hung around and watched it go up.
Engineering firm that was right there, right under the Daniel building called Lockwood Green.
I remember them.
My dad got a job with them, and that's what sent us up to Indiana for 2 years. Well, he did the electrical engineering on a hog slaughtering plant, and then we went up there, knocked that out, and then came back down here.
Okay, so you lived in Indiana for a short time. So what part of Indiana?
Well, they built the plant. It was Logansport, Indiana. I lived on Biddle's Island. It's where the Wabash River splits and comes back together right before... right in Logansport. Used to be a hobby shop in there called Bickles. And I'd cross the bridges, the twin bridges go over the Wabash River. I'd have to cross the bridge to get off the island, Biddle's Island, to go to Bickles Hobby Store and race cars in the basement.
Well, now I'm getting a phone call. Let me grab you back in a minute or two.
I came in too. Talk to you later. I'm almost there. W4DJW clear.